Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
James Harrison's take was different, strange, and something we had not heard before. So let's hear what he had to say about Le'Veon Bell.
I think the play for Le'Veon, if I'm Le'Veon, is I'm coming back, what is it, November 13th?
Yeah, the 10th game.
And I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get my credit the season that I need to get, and I'm going to do the best I can to get out of that season healthy. And for me, I'd give you everything in practice. You would see, the cameras would see that I am fine, I am healthy. But come Saturday, something ain't right. I can't play on Sunday.
In other words, fake it. Fake an injury so you don't have to play in an NFL game. And you didn't like that one bit, Rob Parker.
I didn't. I'm never into faking it. I think there's something wrong with it. And this is the other part. If other teams find out that you're faking an injury, do you want that guy? Would you be willing to pay a guy the kind of money that he's looking for to a guy who's going to fake the funk, who's not going to give his all, who's going to, when things aren't going his way, going to jake it but still cash the check? I'm not interested in that guy. I don't care. And there's something so dishonest. I just don't want a player that badly. I just don't. So James Harrison surprised me with that. I get it. There's a stalemate going, you know what I mean? He's trying to figure out a way to, he has to come back, but stay healthy. And I hear all of that, but I just could not. It's against everything I'm for, Chris, to fake, especially like an injury or act like you can't play. I'm against it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would never do that. I get where Harrison was coming for. Look, Le'Veon Bell feels like the Steelers are playing dirty. You know, they won't pay him what he feels is his market value. He's looking for at least Todd Gurley-type money in terms of guarantees, and, you know, he's not getting that type of offer for the Steelers. So, obviously, he is upset with the franchise, and I think what Harrison's saying is play dirty with them. They're playing dirty with you. You play dirty with them. But I don't like, you know, this would – and you made a great point – that this would could ruin his reputation and image with opposing teams.
Absolutely.
And I'm with you. It would show that he is a man of very low character.
Absolutely. And you would be like, I don't want him.
Right, right. And but beyond that, it would ruin, I mean, I'm sure his relationship with a lot of his teammates may already be strained. We saw the linemen for the team come out, the offensive linemen, and criticize him a couple of weeks ago, but this would strain it even more. What if they're in a playoff race, which is very likely, and he's sitting there not playing? So I just think that, you know, it's not a good move at all. It's a bad look all the way around. And furthermore, I wouldn't do it. But if you were going to do it, why in the world would you practice well during the week?
Right, right. That
made
no sense.
If you're going to do it, you show up, and then your first or second or maybe third day, you pull a hammy. What? You know, or you fake pulling a hammy or something like that. Your back is bothering you. One of those types of injuries that it's hard to measure where you're at. And you do that, but I don't get the practicing well, you know, throughout the week. And then you can't play in the game. So it was a strange comment by James Harrison.
No doubt. And, Chris, here's the other thing, the other wrinkle to this. We're supposed to respect people, and I've always said this, when people criticize people for not playing, right? Oh, this guy, he's a baby. Oh, he said something's wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with him. We're not doctors, so we have to value and take people at their word when they say they're hurt, right? You don't know their threshold of pain. You can't feel what they're feeling. So I always respect somebody when they say they're hurt, they're sick. I got to believe them. I have to, because I don't know what you feel like on the inside. So if people were to start doing this, then it would just open up a can of worms, right? Where you would never know, oh, this dude, oh, he's got a contract coming, so now he don't want to play. And it would open up such a can of worms where people would not take people at their word, and it would be awful.
And beyond that, I mean, these types of things spread. When LeBron James in the NBA decided he wanted to control his own destiny and go play where he wants to play and kind of create these newfangled super teams, look at what happened. Dwight Howard wanted out of Orlando.
Yes.
Chris Paul wanted out of New Orleans. Now Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota. And I got beef with Jimmy Butler right now. No problem whatsoever with him wanting to go elsewhere. You don't want to play in Minnesota? Fine. But in the meantime, until they trade you, and I got no problem with a trade demand, you need to honor your contract and be there in training camp, in games, whatever, however long it takes them to trade you, you need to be there honoring that contract until you're moved.
Now, here's where we differ.
What?
I'm,
hold on, you going to kill James Harrison but defend what Jimmy Butler's doing?
Yes, I'm all in on Jimmy Butler from this standpoint. You know what, Chris? He's being upfront and honest. He's not going to come and waste people's time, go through the motions. His heart's not there. So I can respect the guy to say, you know what, guys? I'm out. I'm not going to come and waste your time, not practice hard, not put my heart and soul into the team.
Practice hard then.
No.
Practice hard.
He doesn't want to be there.
I get what you're saying, and I'm fine. I do think it was good that he said at the beginning of the season, I mean, he really should have done it a few months ago.
Probably,
you know, in the summer, we gave more time. But even now, I'll give you that. It gives them time to trade him, to get some offers and things like that before they really get into the season. So, and they know we're not going to be able to re-sign him as a free agent. So I'll give you that. That is good. That's better than, you know, stringing them along and acting like you might want to be there, and then you shock them in free agency and leave and they get nothing in return. That's not my issue. My issue is until you're traded, you have an obligation, a contractual obligation, to play for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I don't want to hear about, you know, going to practice, your heart's not in it, you don't practice hard. Well, fine. Go there and practice hard. If you don't get traded before the season starts, then you play your best until you get traded. You can still tell them every game after you're asked, hey, do you still want out? Yes, I want out. But I'm going to do my best for the Minnesota Timberwolves until I'm traded. That's the honorable thing to do, Rob. I can't believe you would support Butler, but criticize James Harrison for his opinion.
But Butler, I think, is just being as honest as possible, and I think it's fair to his teammates to let them know up front, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Why should I
practice with you? I'm not going to play here. I don't want to play here.
He doesn't know that.
Yes, he does.
I mean, Thibodeau doesn't want to trade him. What if they can't get a decent trade?
Doesn't matter.
They just say, let's play out. Look, we're going to try to have the best season we can. I know that's Thibodeau's mentality.
Yeah, but
you have an obligation.
But you don't pay. He doesn't have to get paid. I mean, right, if he doesn't come to work, You don't have to pay him, and he's saying that
if he doesn't want to get paid, if he's willing to give up this money, then that's fine. That's
what he has to be willing to do, because, Chris, he is under contract. If you don't show up for work, what happens? You don't get paid. It's not like, oh, I could just stay out and they're going to pay me anyway because it's guaranteed money. No, you violated the contract. So all I'm saying is I'd rather a guy be honest, be straightforward, tell me that he does want to be, because I've always said, Pat Riley said something years ago. I remember when he was with the Knicks, coaching the Knicks. And he said, either you're in or you're out, Chris. And that's it. There's no half stepping. There's no maybe, yeah, whatever. No, either you're in or you're out. And in this case, Jimmy Butler's saying, I'm out. So I respect that he's not BSing the team.
I'm fine with that. Just don't expect to get paid.
Okay.
If you cool with giving up the money, then that's all good. But if you want to expect to get your money, then you need to show up.
8-7.
They're giving him a little time. They're giving him a little time, which I'm fine with if that's what they want to do before he has to show up. But there's going to become a point, where if you don't show up, you're not getting paid.
No,
and then don't get mad when you don't get the money. I mean, what heck? What if the Minnesota Timberwolves will say, okay, you want to play hardball? You know, we haven't gotten a good offer for you. We will not trade you until the February deadline. You going to sit out until then? Give up all that money?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You're giving the wah-wah-wah to Tiger Woods, who recently, he was just asked in a Ryder Cup promotional video that just came out, he was asked to give his Mount Rushmore of golf. And here is the sound of Tiger doing that.
My all-time Mount Rushmore of golf. Okay, well, probably Snead, Jones, Nicklaus, me.
Of course, that's Bobby Jones, who created or founded the Masters and, you know, was the only golfer to have a calendar Grand Slam. Jack Nicklaus, of course, with 18 majors. And Sam Snead, who has the most PGA wins, 82. And Tiger's closing in on that with 80 with his recent victory. But, look, I got no problem with his Mount Rushmore. None whatsoever.
I just threw up in my mouth. I mean, seriously, Chris.
Feel sick.
You don't do that. When they ask you that question and you have to include yourself, it sounds ridiculous. Tiger, I would say, A, that's not for me to put together, okay? Or if I do a list, I don't include my name. It's for people other than me, if I believe I even belong there. But you don't go out and say that. It comes across as tacky to put your name on the list. It just does.
If you're Arnold Palmer, who was great, don't get me wrong, but somebody that's questionable, that's one thing. But when it's so blatantly obvious that you're on the Mount Rushmore, and it is, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm sure you agree with that. The Tigers on the Mount Rushmore golf.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Why
are you poo-pooing Arnold? Why are you poo-pooing him?
I'm saying he's a guy that's close, but it's questionable. If Tiger had put him on there, a lot of people would have been cool with that, but it's not definitive. Tiger Woods is Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. There's no way you have a Mount Rushmore without them on it. And my point is, if you're in that class, if you're in that category, then it's okay to be honest. Anything else that comes off as false humility. If Michael Jordan were asked, "Are you on the Mount Rushmore of basketball?"
I bet you he wouldn't.
Said, no, I don't think so.
No, he didn't want to say.
Would be
I don't
false
think
humility.
That's not what he said.
We would know. I don't know.
Chris,
has he ever been asked that?
Chris.
He has never said he's the greatest player of all time.
Because you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. It's stupid.
Why?
If you have to tell people.
You're being honest.
No, you're not.
Tiger Woods was being honest. I'm never going to rip a guy for being honest.
It's humility. Where's the humility, Chris? You're missing the point. Have
humility. It would be false humility.
No, it's not false.
He's that good.
It's not false.
He's that good. It would be him lying.
He's not lying.
He knows he's on the false Mount Rushmore of golf. And everybody else knows it, too.
No, the real deal is that's not for me to determine. That's not for me to determine.
But that's my point. It's so obvious that it's for nobody to determine because it's clear Tiger Woods is on the Mount Rushmore. If Michael Jordan said, "Yeah, I'm on the Mount Rushmore," you would be mad at him. He's obviously on the Mount Rushmore.
I think that he would never say that. I can remember
LeBron said it.
Well, but there you go. I know he said it.
Who, me?
LeBron said it.
I understand.
He said, remember, he said a few years ago. I think it was an interview with
Ridiculous.
Steve Smith.
Ridiculous. Yay.
He said they gotta put a space for me on there.
But that's
LeBron obviously is, I think, one of the greatest four players of all time. If your Mount Rushmore was about significance to the game, impact on the game, that could be questionable. But if you're that great and you're clearly up there, then I have no problem with it.
And I might think of Arnold Palmer as being up there only because he you know, that Arnold Palmer drink with the iced tea and lemonade, that should count for something.
Well, look, again, Arnie was, I think Arnie was close. He didn't get the drum roll. Did he get the drum roll?
I know.
That?
I thought I was going to get a drum roll.
At least you didn't get the wine, wine, wine.
No, no. That was good. come on. I love the Arnold Palmer. But
you're always trying out your material for whenever, with that day, you that fateful day when you get that stand.
When I get up on the stage.
You know I'm going to be right there in the front row. Don't tease me.
You'll be heckling me.
I'll be heckling you.
877-99 on Fox. I want to hear what other people, if they get in, because, Chris, I hear your point. Yes. Will Tiger Woods be in most people's Mount Rushmore? Yes, he would be. But I think there's a degree of humility where you just would never acknowledge. I remember reading a story where Derrick Rose was talking about the foul called against him. And he said, I should be getting calls because I'm a superstar. And I thought to myself, who calls themselves a superstar? I just thought to myself, that makes no sense to me that you would have to tell people.
There are a lot of players that view, I mean, again, and maybe
you don't
feel
say
you
it.
Don't like, maybe you don't like the guy. I mean, or you just feel a certain way about him. LeBron yesterday at a press conference in LA, when they asked him, how do you expect to, you know, win over the trust of the Lakers fans? And he basically said, I'm a superstar.
Did
what
he
are you
use
talking
the term?
You know,
did he use the term?
He didn't use the term, but
it's
I'm
a big
sure
difference.
He's used it before.
Nah.
He is clear. For LeBron James to say anything but I'm a superstar is just flat out lying and false humility, because you know he doesn't feel that way.
It's not false humility. It's humility, Chris, to be able to allow other people to give you your laurels and talk about how great you are, not for you to do it. That's what you're missing.
I think humility.
It's not false humility.
Humility,
it's not.
Humility is being honest. That's what humility is, and not throwing your greatness in people's faces. I don't think Tiger was throwing his greatness in anybody's face. He was asked a question. He gave an honest answer that I think anybody would agree with.
877-99 on Fox. I don't agree with it. I think that you let other people do that, give you the accolades. You don't tell people how great you are, and I should be on Mount Rushmore, and you should make a spot for me in the Hall of Fame. I just don't. I don't believe in that. I think that what you've done speaks for itself, Chris. You don't have to say it.
Rob, you're the same guy that defended Terrell Owens not going to the Hall of Fame. Why? Because he was offended that they didn't put him in on the first ballot. That's the same thing?
No, it's
saying
not.
Saying I should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No, because there was a reason why they didn't do it that had nothing to do with his football career. Hey, we got people that are jammed here that want to get in and set the record straight with you, Chris. So let's do that. You ready?
With me. All right, let's do it.
Ryan in Oregon, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Rob, Chris, love you guys. So
Thank
glad you.
You
have a show.
Thank you.
Rob, y'all need to shut up, bro.
Thank you, brother.
I got
Thank
no
you.
Problem with Tiger doing that. Listen, I am the biggest Arnold Palmer fan. Every time I go out to eat, I order an Arnold
yes.
Palmer. I drive out of my way to play Arnold Palmer courses. But guess what? Tiger is that good. There's no reason he shouldn't put himself on that.
All right, I just think that
I'm with you.
There you go,
call
Ryan.
Us,
I hear you.
Call us anytime, Ryan.
Yeah, there you
anytime.
Go. Hey, B in Sacramento, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports
hey,
Radio.
Fellas.
What's up, B?
Hey, fellas, love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris is wrong. Rob is right. The question, if I'm not mistaken, was who's on your Mount Rushmore? I've heard Dr. J ask that question. He says Connie Hawkins. He says this. He says that. He never includes himself.
Yes!
Chris is wrong.
You don't
Period.
Include
Dr.
yourself.
J,
you
as
don't
much
include
as I love
yourself.
Dr. J, he's probably not on it.
Oh, look at you, Chris. But you would never put yourself on it.
They asked the question.
LeBron, so you mad at when LeBron put himself on Mount Rushmore, he was wrong too.
They didn't ask. The question is on your Mount Rushmore.
That's if Tiger's on his Mount Rushmore, then what's the problem?
Man, Tiger, man, this is wrong, dude. You just don't do that. You shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't. That's the point, B. Thanks for the
he
phone call.
He was asked a question. He gave an honest answer. He knows he is one of the best, one of the most significant, one of the most impactful four golfers in history. Hey, actually, probably one of the two.
Let's squeeze one more in, and if you still want to get in, we're taking more calls, 877-99 on Fox. Steven in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hope you're doing well. Love you guys' show.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, golf professional here in Oregon. I'm a huge Tiger. I'm a fan. I'm 40 years old. Grew up watching him in his heyday. Undoubtedly deserves to be on Mount Rushmore. I wish he wouldn't have said it. I'm a huge fan, though. I have no problem with it. But how much funnier would it have been if he had said something like, given his three and then winked and said, hey, you know who the fourth is, or I'll let you guys decide.
Yes. Yeah, that's humility. You're absolutely right, Steven.
If he had winked and said, you guys know who's number four, with that wouldn't have been any different.
Yes, it would have.
No, because it would have come off. It would have been more witty.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
8-time NBA All-Star. Now with the Washington Wizards. You can follow him on Twitter at Dwight Howard. Dwight, welcome to the iCouple. It's great to have you on.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, bud.
Now, Dwight, you guys in Washington, you got a great backcourt, one of the top five in the league in Bradley Beal and John Wall. You are coming off a very productive season last year at center. What should we expect from the Washington Wizards this year? Honestly, I mean, can you guys contend in the Eastern Conference?
Yes, sir. I think we should be, top three in the East. We got a lot of experience. We definitely have some really good guards. And, we're hungry. A lot of people have doubted us. We got, a lot of things to prove this season. And we're hungry.
Dwight, do you like this NBA? And I've been covering the NBA since 1987. And we just get to the point now where you kind of, before LeBron went to the Lakers, now he's in the Western Conference, it was almost automatic the last few years, which teams are going to be in the finals. Guys are teaming up together to make super teams. And basically, it's a league that's it doesn't have a competitive balance to it. Do you like the way the league is? Do you feel there's a real competitive balance, or does it not bother you?
Well, playing on the court, man, everybody competes, Maybe there's some teams that are less talented than others, but as far as competing, nobody's out there just playing around, we've had some really good teams. You look at Golden State, it really sets the bar with, what to expect out of a really good team nowadays. There's some really good teams coming up in the East. I think the West has been strong the last couple of years, but, if you look at the records, a lot of the Eastern Conference teams, when they went over to the West Coast, they did some really good job. They did a really good job. So, I think the East is getting a lot stronger. I think our team really has a shot, this year at contending for a championship.
Dwight, I talk to people around the league, and what I constantly hear, and I know you've heard this before too, is teams just want you to rebound and defend and run the floor and get your easy baskets that way. And they tell me, but Dwight wants to post up and just have us throw him the ball. How do you feel when you hear that? And will you have a different approach this year at all in Washington, like focusing just on rebounding and defending? Or
I think my whole career I've always focused on rebounding and playing defense, and I've done an excellent job of that, my whole career. But in order for me to continue to play at this level for the next couple of years, there's a couple of things that I do have to get better at. And I thought last year I made a big step as far as shooting the ball. I shot more mid-range shots. My defense percentage was higher than it has been in the last couple of years. But my focus has always been on defense. But I am dominant down on the block. And, I personally feel that, that is a weapon that can be used. But I've never shied away from setting screens. I think That's been something that people say that I don't like to do, but I've done it my whole career, and it's made a great living for me, you know, so I would never go away from that. So I know a lot of people say things, but, you know, for me, I try to do whatever I can to help the team win, and that's posting up, it's picking roles, whatever it is, you know, I'm able to do it.
It's the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. We're talking with Dwight Howard, Washington Wizards center and eight-time NBA All-Star. Dwight, when I think about your career, I think about that moment when it appeared you were heading to Brooklyn and then you had a change of hearts, decided to stay in Orlando, and I think you decided to play one more year there and then you left. Do you look back at that and wonder what would have happened had you left at that time instead of staying in Orlando one year?
You know, a lot of people don't really know what really happened. But just through talking to the Magic at that time, you know, they told me that I should just go ahead and finish the season out and during the summer. Wherever I wanted to get traded to, they would trade me to that team. And, you know, I said, okay, well, I definitely want to be in Brooklyn. Things didn't happen that way. I ended up having back surgery. And landing in L.A. But everything happens for a reason. You know, that situation has made me a stronger person, and I'm glad I had to go through it.
Hey, Dwight, you just mentioned L.A. I want to just follow up on that. When you left L.A., you left like $30 million on a table or some number like that. Did you just want to get out of L.A. that bad, or was it just what made you – most players would never leave that amount of money on a table.
Well, I thought that, you know, we had a good opportunity in Houston to win. You know, we did make it to the Western Conference Finals one season. But that was my main thing. You know, I felt like going to Houston with a guy like James Harden, we would have had an opportunity to win a championship. And we got close, but we were never able to get over the hump.
Dwight, I want to kind of stay there with you in Orlando and – you know, we see a lot of players moving on and wanting to be, you know, Jimmy Butler now wants out of Minnesota. Carmelo Anthony wanted out of Denver. Didn't really work out for him basketball-wise. You know, Shaq said he wishes he had stayed in Orlando. He said that a few years ago. I think if you had stayed in Orlando, you would have had a statue out in front of that arena at some point. Obviously, these last few years haven't gone as you've liked. Do you ever wish or ever think, like, man, I should have stayed there in Orlando?
Not at all. Like I just said, everything happens for a reason. I have no reason to ever hold my head down about my career, you know, despite what people have said about me and the crazy things that, you know, people have said. But I would never hang my head low. I think that I've been living a dream. You know, this is something that, you know, not too many people or players can say they've done, you know, so I'm happy with my career. Obviously, I want to win a championship, and I'm still playing, so I have an opportunity to do that. But what happened in Orlando happened. I will never be upset with the team or the city. But things happen. You know, it's a business. I wish we didn't have the situation that we had in Orlando. But, you know, as a business, we got to move on. That's always been my first home. So I'm very thankful to have that opportunity to play there. But, you know, other than that, you know, I'm not one on wishing I could do things again, regretting this, that, and the third. I think every situation that we have in life is something that we can learn from and take and get better. So that's how I look at it.
Are you and Shaq feuding, or is this just like you guys are playing around, or is it a real feud, or what's going on between you and Shaq?
To be honest with you, I have no clue. You know, I was sitting at home, actually about to get on the plane to come up to D.C., and I look under one of his posts, and he posted a video of me getting roasted on Wildin' Out. I don't know why he did it. It didn't concern him, but he posted it. And, you know, for me, I was just like, oh, you want to roast? I mean, I think we can set up a roasting battle between myself and you. I think that'd be fun.
Right.
But, you know, he started trying to take shots at, you know, the fact that I'm not on his level because he won a championship. But I have no beef with him. There's no need to. He's one of the pioneers of my position. I'll always admire him as a player. I just thought that, you know, there's no need to take shots at, you know, somebody that's way younger than you. I think that's childish, but
Dwight, have you ever had – what is your relationship with Shaq been in the past? Like, have you ever had a close relationship or spent a significant amount of time with him?
Not at all. You know, I think he believes that I stole the nickname or I wanted to be just like him. Which if somebody, a player, wanted to be like me, I'd be happy, you know, because that's what we all want, just followers and people to grow up and say, man, I want to be just like you. I think that's the best compliment somebody could ever give you. But I think by people calling me Superman and we played for a couple of the same teams, you know, they feel like I'm trying to be him, and which is not the case. But I've never had an issue with him. I've tried to ask him if he has any issues or anything like that. But, you know, like I said, from a personal standpoint, I have no problems with Shaq.
LeBron made his way out to Los Angeles to play with the Lakers. You think that's a good move? You know, obviously he's got to get through the Warriors out west. Is that a good move for LeBron or is it a questionable move?
I mean, well, I think LeBron right now in his career, he's just playing through and really enjoyed his game as the best he can. His kids are growing up, getting older, and I think L.A. is a good spot for him and all the business that he has. On the court, he's going to always take care of business. You know, he has an opportunity to mold a lot of young players to be superstar players in his league, and he does have that ability. So I think he made a great choice. Obviously, if you're a fan of Cleveland, you know, you're going to be upset with his decision. But at the end of the day, we all have to do what's best for ourselves and our families and our future, and I think that's what he's done.
Dwight, I think people would be surprised when they really look at your numbers last year in Charlotte. 16.6 points, 12.5 rebounds a game on 55% shooting. And yet you get traded from Charlotte to Brooklyn. Brooklyn waves you. You didn't make the All-Star team. Those are some really great numbers. Do you ever look at it like and feel underappreciated? Like, what do people want me to do? I mean, those are some All-Star caliber numbers, and yet you didn't get considered from the team. Do you ever feel underappreciated?
You know, I have in the past, you know, but this year I can't worry about what people think or say about me. I'm just going to live and play the best way I know how to play, have fun, and enjoy this ride. It's my 15th season. I still have a lot of dominant years left in me. You know, I think it's always about the situation and the opportunity that you have with a team. And I think I've landed in a really good spot to where, you know, my game can still improve, but also have an opportunity to compete for a championship. So I think I'm in the right place for the right time in my career.
All right, Dwight, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
man.
The time. And
thank
look,
you.
I think it'd be great for the league if you guys in Washington really can become an elite team. So hopefully it happens for you, man. Thanks for joining the iCouple.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.